Karina Quam also starting for head coach Brianna Chambers. Quam is a 5'9" sophomore out of Auburn, Washington, a bio major. Of course, Coach Chalmers. What am I calling her Chalmers for? What is this, The Simpsons? Coach Chambers. Brianna Chambers fans. My mistake. And do we have the recording going?
We just got that started, Stuart, right, to be preserved for all time.
That's right, digitally preserved for all eternity, this broadcast. So let's see if we can help the Penguin women out. They're 1-1 so far. They have one win so far, DJE, against Concordia out of Oregon. Of course, they lost last week against Masters College. Speaking of Masters College, Jay, well, tomorrow night, Masters College, I believe, is in the house. Am I wrong?
That may be a little bit ways down the schedule.
Okay. Boy, we're all over the place
tonight.
My eyes
were correct.
Man, are we rusty or what? Alicia Flatten's walking in front of the Opulent Broadcasting area right now. Where's number 20? Is Flatten the starting point guard? She's got 20 on both socks. Jay Wode, Flatten, one of the very best shooters in the league and the team captain, the sophomore Flatten. So Quam, Williams, Jackson, Flatten, and Crewman will be the starters under head coach Brianna Chambers. Coach Chambers is assisted by Denisha Prophet in her first season, and Ron Greenberg, he's in his first season, DU women's basketball for the 07-08 campaign, tipping off tonight against Westmont College. Now, J-Wo, are you ready to bring us the starters for Westmont?
Absolutely, Stuart. Here we go. We've got for Westmont, still the word out on their mascot number. But first off, we've got out of Goleta, California, Amber Stevens, a sophomore guard. She hits the 5'7 mark on the height meter. And then we've got Jessica Case, wears number 13. She's 5'9, a sophomore out of Yorba Linda, California. And then there's Annie Johnson, a guard and forward at the height of 5'11, a junior out of San Luis Obispo, California. Annie Johnson, once again, wears number 15. We'll be calling that number out, I'm sure. And then there's Stephanie Amerson, the guard slash forward, a beautiful 5'8 and senior out of Anaheim, California. She wears the number 20. And then there's Alicia Hegland, and she will be the point guard for Westmont at 6'1, a sophomore, and she'll wear the number 24. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a tall sophomore. A tall point guard out there for Westmont. We'll see what they do with that. Not often you see the big height right there. As boy, Hegland being the tied for the tallest player on the entire roster. It's going to be an interesting night. The Penguins going to have to cover up tall up front. So the Penguins getting to watch the entire Dominican tournament this weekend, going on today and tomorrow. 4 minutes till game time, ladies and gentlemen. It is an awesome night. Hope you're enjoying us inside your headphones.
Or anywhere else. You could be on your iPhone listening on the bus, for that matter.
That's a very good point, Stuart.
Could be on your sidekick listening out at the beach.
Or right at home in your computer.
You could be right at home, or you could be out somewhere in the bush of Australia, for example. Speaking of Australia, Jay Woe, I saw Alistair Flack before the game, and so we want to give a big shout-out to Alistair Flack's family out there in Melbourne, Australia, listening tonight. As usual, they listen to every game. Big shout-out to, I wish I could remember his folks' names. I think it's David and Tegwin, but I'm not positive. But they are down there in Down Under, Jay Woe, where it's the middle of summer, I guess.
Absolutely. That'd be wonderful weather for us right now.
Yeah, it's pretty cold out here on the west coast of good old California in the USA. Also, I wanted to mention, J-Wo, for the Dominican women's roster, those players that are injured and will not suit up tonight, Jessica Mock, Renee Davis, Vanessa Miller, Kelsey Janish, and Raquel Gumbs. That's quite a few injured players so far. We're only two games into the season.
And you know what? With those early season injuries, it's that time of recuperation, because there's no conference games until December 6th. So, ladies and gentlemen, our team's going to have time to recuperate, time to reboost that energy, and they'll be a full functioning team if everything goes well come later on in the season when games really count.
Jaywo, they might be shooting, the photographer might be out here shooting pictures of the, well, speaking of the Penguin photographer, Marcus Daniels in the house right now, probably whipping out the camera. And we should probably be sure to get those teeth nice and white with a little peroxide before you brush, folks. Now, I don't know if that's good for you. I'm not a dentist. I play one on the radio, but in reality, I'm not a dentist, Jaywo, so I'm not going to necessarily endorse brushing with peroxide, but should you decide to go that way, your teeth will get very white. Just a little FYI on the side for anybody who's going to have their picture taken. Speaking of white teeth, DJE is alongside. We have just about a minute and a half to go until the national anthem. DJE is going to be joining the radio squad next semester, folks, and so you'll hear a little bit of her in the second half of this game, probably the first half of the men's game. You're going to hear a lot of Jaywo tonight. Jaywo in his second year on the radio squad. Stuart Horn, DJE. Jaywo, radio.dominican.edu for Westmont. Jaywo, did you happen to mention the, let me check my notes here. Let's see, peroxide on the, yeah, okay, I did get that. Jaywo, did you mention the injured players on the Warriors team, by the way? It's the Westmont Warriors.
And that is absolutely fitting. Westmont Warriors, gotta love the W's right there. Amanda, check that.
It's a lot of alliteration.
Kendra Yancey is number one on the uniform. She's a 5'10 sophomore, but she is out for the evening. And Carrie Reyes wears number 11. She is also out for the evening.
All right.
And then there's Allie Moody wearing number 21, Big Black Jack, a junior. And she is not in uniform.
All right.
Well, she may be in uniform, but I don't think she plans to play tonight.
All right. Very good, folks. You hear that music in the background. That is the radio station theme music, specifically earmarked for DU Athletics. And that was donated by one of our Indian unsigned artists, so we want to thank them, who shall remain nameless for one reason or another. Actually, those guys are called Hannah and his brothers. Okay. Got our theme music going in the background.
Why keep them nameless? This is Indian unsigned artist. Well, we gotta advertise for them. This is the only place they got it.
All right. Well, it's sort of self-serving since I'm on the drums. So I wanted to play the humility role.
Very well.
Oh, by the way, Westmont's head coach. Did you mention the head coach? Yeah, well, sure,
no.
You did.
Well,
being the thorough broadcaster that you are, I'm quite positive that you did.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, you did or didn't?
No, sir, I didn't.
Okay. You're looking at the flag? Well, they're doing the national anthem here, but we don't have a direct link to that. The head coach for the Westmont Warriors, the women's basketball team, is Kirsten McKnight, and she's assisted by Tony Newman. So the national anthem is just about underway. We're about ready to get this thing going. Live from the Conlon Center. Hey, there we go. Let's hear A-Train on the overhead. Or so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, getting through the night, that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. There it is, folks. The national anthem for the first of many. Stuart Horn, DJE, Jaywo, your DU broadcasters for the 07-08 basketball campaign, both men's and women's teams. Every home game to be called right here on DU Radio, radio.dominican.edu. How are those levels looking, E? Pretty good? Everything good? All right, we got our theme music going here. And now the starters are coming out for Westmont. And they're coming out now. 13 is Jessica Kays, followed by Annie Johnson. Next out is number 20. This is Stephanie Anderson. Number 24 is Alicia Heglin. And I missed number 4. That was Amber Stevens. For the mighty DUs, the Penguins, under head coach Brianna Chambers. Number 4, Sasha Krumick. Krumick coming out with number 4. And then followed by Alicia Flatten, number 20. Flatten, the starting point guard. Oh, they're throwing some, what are they doing, J-Well? I think they're throwing T-shirts up into the crowd. She's followed by Jennifer Jackson. Then number 45 is Karina Kwam. And Olivia Williams coming out with A-Train on the overhead tonight. A great job on the national anthem, A-Train busting. Jesse Mazza in the house. Our head trainer here at DU, just in case anything goes wrong, the three NAIA sanctioned referees are in place. They're jogging around, getting stretched out now with the high knee kicks. And we are ready to go with 07 basketball. J-Well, we've been waiting for months and months. And I'm going to throw one more in there. Months. That's three of those. For DU basketball, in the middle is going to be Williams. She's flanked by Flatten. The Penguins will be attacking that southern rim. Westmont moving from our left to right here in the Opulent Broadcasting Area high atop. Center court. We're ready to go. A packed house. Opening night basketball. Followed up by the men. They're scheduled to tip off in about 2 hours. But for now, it's ladies basketball. Here's a tip off. It goes Westmont's way. Stolen by Flatten and then back over to Westmont. Westmont brings it across the timeline. Now they kick into the middle. Here's the point guard. This is number 4, Amber Stevens. She kicks out to the right side. On the right wing is Johnson. Johnson goes left side. Now Anderson. Anderson dives in. She gets it in there just at the last second to Heglin. And Heglin scores the deuce. The Penguins turn it around very quickly. They bring it across the middle. We're 20 seconds into it. The DU's down by 2. Now out on the right wing is Flatten. Flatten with a good low bounce pass. She gets it over to number 4. That is Krumick. Krumick now drives in. Krumick hands it off to Williams, who gets it off the rim. A nice layup there after a great assist by Krumick.
Boy, Williams under the hoop there nearly fisted the ball. I almost would have called the delay of game right there, but I don't see any reason for that early on here.
Coming up on 19, 2-2. Here's a three-point attempt. Goes up by Stevens for Westmont. Nothing. DU's down with it. Jackson gets a rebound. Jackson flips it off to Krumick now. Krumick brings it across, almost travels with it. She's on the right side. She throws it away. No, the Penguins do come back up with it. Way out there in the right corner now for the DUs is Kwam. Kwam has it stripped away by Amber Stevens, but there is a foul called. Some sort of a violation. It's going to be DU's ball right under the hoop. They're going to have the short up and in. Here's Flatten. Flatten tried to get it inside to Williams, and now a jump ball as Williams couldn't handle. It was a poor pass on the inbounds by Flatten.
And boy, Flatten just kind of tossed it up right into the key. Williams got a hand on it, but it had to bounce off of a warrior in the lane there who was looking the other way.
Now the Penguins have the ball on offense. Pinching against the leg was Krumick, but no call. Krumick now, I thought she threw it away to Kwam. Kwam gets it outside to Jackson. Back inside, Kwam with 2 on the shot clock. Long up, misses it. That was a little bit deep. It's 2-2. It's turned around. Westmont's ball here. Stevens across the timeline. Stevens heaves it over to the left side. Johnson. Johnson now back over to the left corner. Here's Anderson. Anderson back indoors. Now way outside. Case 3 ball on the way from 22. Good. 5-2. Westmont inbounds quickly. Very quickly across the middle is Flatten. Flatten drives it coast to coast. Now she backs up and surveys. Flatten now heaves it way across. Jackson gets up. Almost missed it, but she got it. 5-2. DU trailing very early. We're 2 minutes into it. Now left side. Baseline. Jackson has nowhere to put it. She gets it back outside. 3 ball. Flatten on the way. Short. And it's tipped up and saved by Stevens again. Stevens getting a lot of defensive rebounds off the bat. Here's Case. Case for Westmont. Heaves it back to the top. Now left side is Stevens. Stevens drifts into the middle, into the lane. No look pass outside. Stevens on the way. No, that was Case. Good for another 3. That's 2 in a row.
Boy, that's some great warrior ball movement right there. Great defense as well. Penguins see if they can change things up here. They tried to change a pace last time around.
Penguins trailing by 6. We're 2.5 into it. 17.5 to go. Flatten with a low bounce pass indoors. Now over to Williams with the 360 spin move. Williams in, out, and back in.
Absolutely beautiful.
8-4. Penguins with a good move and a whistle now.
I don't know if you saw that, but Jackson had a great heads up. Popped the inbounds pass out of bounds.
Jackson almost stole it away on that quick inbounds. You're absolutely right. 8-4, DU trailing. 17-12 to go first half action, fans. First night on the radio for DU basketball in the 07-08 campaign. Now the Warriors are on offense. Warriors out of Westmont College. Warriors now heated around outside of the arc. Now they get it indoors, and there's going to be a foul committed against number 24. That's Heglin. The call is against Jennifer Jackson, number 25. JJ with her first of the night. Now in the last game, the Penguins lost against Masters College, and Olivia Williams fouled out of that one. Then they came back to beat Concordia out of Oregon, so they're 1-1 on the season. They will not break into the conference part of the schedule until late December, J-Well, or maybe even in January. I'm going to have to check that. 8-4 DU trailing. We're very early in the first half. Now here's Quam. Quam tries to throw it into the paint, into Jackson, who was standing in the lane, and then it was knocked away by Westmont's number 20. That's Stephanie Anderson, the 5'8er out of Anaheim. Now the three-point attempt goes up by Annie Johnson, the 5'11 out of San Luis Obispo. She's a junior. No good. Penguins on a quick turnaround. Easy miss by Quam. Quam had it all alone under the hoop. Unobstructed left side. Missed the easy one. Shot on goal from 4 feet. 8-4, Penguins trail, and now we're back underway. Here goes a three-ball attempted on the jumper by Jessica Case. At the last second, she tried to dump it off, and she was whacked from underneath as the NAIA sanction referee looks over toward us at the scoring table and gives the indication. Flatten will hang out in the backcourt as we get the first free throws by Jessica Case. Westmont attacking that northern hoop. J-Wo, Case on the line. Case is good for the first one. She'll get another one. Of course, if she had missed that one, the ball would have been live. You know, for the Penguins, Sasha Krunick, one of the starters out there, wearing number 4. That's Chelsea Whale's old number. Chelsea Whale, one of the greatest three-point shooters in DU history. Graduated last year, Whale. I'm sure she's listening tonight. Now she teaches at Coleman School. So Whale, shout out to her and her folks who used to listen. They bring their computers into the Conlon Center and listen to the broadcast while watching the game, J. Will. How do you like that? 4 minutes into it, and Flatten has it stolen away. 10-4. Good, buddy. The Penguins are trailing, however. So it's not that great. Getting ready to come in for the Mighty DUs is Simone Schellmeyer. Now a shot goes up with a whistle. As the ball ended up in J.J.'s hand, Schellmeyer is going to come in, number 21, in place of Flatten, who gets yanked. Flatten looks up at the ceiling. She hates it. Flatten does not like to get yanked at all. She likes to see minutes all the time. Now the quick inbounds on the just from underneath the hoop. The quick in bounce got right around the Penguins. The bounce pass came into Heglin, who converts the deuce. The Penguins down by 8, 15:40 to go. Across the middle, JJ. After Krunick brought it in, Jackson now drifts out to the right side. She's way outside on the wing, way out there, too far to shoot. Now she throws it away. Oh, the Penguins' offense is just foul right now. Now Westmont in quick transition. They get it down there. A very nice move to Amber Stevens. Stevens throws it back over to the left side. Three ball goes up by Elizabeth Evanco. Nothing, and the DUs come down with it. And the rebound for the Penguins. And the Warriors have called a timeout now, leading the Penguins by a score of 14-4, J-Wo.
That's an interesting call. I don't know if that's a full timeout. That's a referee call right there.
You're absolutely right. I thought I saw the coaches for Westmont come up on their feet. 14-4, quick up and in. This is what killed the Penguins last time. Here goes a three ball on the way by Jessica Case. No, missed it. Williams with the defensive rebound. Very nice work as the elbows fly. 14-4, we're coming up on 15 minutes exactly in the first half. Two 30-minute halves to be played. Check it, two 20-minute halves. What am I thinking? This is pro ball. Now the Penguins end up in another jump ball. And Coach Chambers wanted the timeout. She was screaming timeout, but they didn't give it to her. And I thought it was going to be a jump ball. The Penguins trail by 10 points early. Here goes a three ball up, and Westmont's just looking to put the Penguins away quickly as the three ball goes up by Evanco, but not down. It came out, and somebody ended up in a jump ball along with 24 Alicia Heglin. Now coming in for Westmont, number 10, 42, and 12. 10 is Kara Reynolds, 42, Brittany Crawford, and number 12 is Lindsay Chesham. And we'll have more information on those ladies as the game progresses. Three in for the Warriors. Very quickly, right under that hoop that the Penguins are defending. 14:30 to go. The Penguins still trailing by 10. Here goes Westmont thinking three. The Penguins want to force Westmont to shoot those threes and hope that they don't keep making them all night. It's been rough so far on the Penguins. Annie Johnson throws it away, but Tara Reynolds is able to save it. Now over to the right side is Evan Coe. Now here goes three ball with four on the shot. It's short, and it goes anyway, J-Well. That was short, and it somehow rattled home.
Well, just had that forward momentum, and it bounced around, forward and back. It fell in the basket.
So far in this game, as the Penguin cheerleaders hit the floor six strong, seven strong. The Penguins are trailing now by 13 points. It's 17-4, J-Woes. We are at 14:04 to go in the first half. This is grim.
That was a whirlwind of a 6 minutes just to start the first half here of women's basketball against the Westmont Warriors.
That was not a very exciting half if you're a Penguin fan. I mean, it was an exciting half of basketball if you love Westmont. Shout out to the Westmont fans listening worldwide. But even a bigger shout out to the DU fans and alumni and friends, faculty and staff listening worldwide on radio.dominican.edu, your official radio home of DU basketball. Stuart Horn, DJ E, and J-Wo alongside, as usual, your DU broadcasters for the 07-08 campaign. A very packed house. It's our first night of men's basketball in the Conlin Center. Second night of women's basketball, but the first night on the radio for both of them, J-Wo. 17-4, 14:04 to go. We're about 8 minutes to 7 o'clock. Is that clock right? It is right. Although this one says 10 minutes.
I hear 9 a minute.
Let's split the difference. Let's call it 9. Oh, yeah, good call there, E. Pull that down. Good job. Do a little bit slower next time. It's called a fade. Here goes Flatten on the way. Flatten with a jumper from the right side from 14 feet. No good. It's back at her. But down with it are the Warriors. Now taking it coast to coast is Evan Coe. She thinks about it. Doesn't do it. Out to the left side now. Here's Reynolds. Reynolds back to the top. Evan Coe gets it indoors. Uh-oh, here goes Crawford. Crawford in there, a six-footer. She looks about 6'4". Crawford with a putback and gets it to go, 19-4. And the DUs better start scoring. The DUs are outmatched height-wise all over the place. They have Flatten in there, the point guard who scored 30 points last week against Masters, although the Penguins lost 103-62 in that one. Here goes a left-handed hook shot by Olivia Williams. Nothing going for Williams. 15 down. Now it's stolen away. A beautiful play there by Krunic. Krunic with a heads-up move, earning that number 4 jersey that she's wearing, and she's going to go to the line. Is Krunic? No, she's not.
Excellent heads-up play right there.
Yeah, Krunic is going to go to the line. That was heads-up play, and then she was subsequently fouled. Go ahead, J-Well.
We'd love to get the easy two, but forcing the foul works just as well early on in the game.
Krunic, nothing but net there. It's a nothing but swish opener for Krunic. Her first time at the line into the game now for Westmont in place of Annie Johnson is Stephanie Anderson. The starter is Anderson. She's back in there now. Here's Krunic with her second one. This one's deep. Missed it way left. She tried to chase it down. It's stolen back, or it's rebounded by Evan Coe. Out to the right side now as the Warriors transition across the timeline. Here's Anderson. Way out on the right wing. Anderson has got the Penguins' qualm just plastered to her. Now she flips it off to the center. Way out there, about 5 feet beyond the top of the key, and now a travel. Saw that one, J-Will, a mile away. Stephanie Anderson with the left foot slipping.
Absolutely. So, Penguins trying to get the inbound here real quick. There's been no pressure from the Warriors on the deep side of the court.
Yeah, that's right. Only half-court stuff so far in the first half. Back in there now.
Penguins have been the only one to press a little bit of that.
Alicia Hegland, yeah, that's how they got that turnover last time that ended up in the two freebies. Now that a nice low bounce pass from Flatten to Williams and then a whistle. It's 19-7. And let's see if that whistle doesn't erase those 2 points. The Penguins do get them. Boy, DJ E is going to be making her basketball debut tonight. And she knows a little something about basketball, folks. So you're not only going to get to hear the Penguins debut tonight, but DJ E will be debuting her basketball prowess. So Westmont now is on offense. After that last whistle, they drive into the hoop. And let's see, the Penguins got in the way of that. That was Simone Schellmeyer, 21. Simone got in there. I thought Simone had come set, but they called a foul against her. Schellmeyer had the foul called against her, J-Well, and I don't think she deserved it. She'd come set. DJ E is agreeing with me. She's shaking her head no, but Lindsay Chesham is going to go to the line to shoot two now. 12:27 to go. The first one goes down. It's 20-7. That's a 13-point advantage very early in this one. We're on our way to the end of the first quarter. Of course, there's no break at the end of the first quarter. There's just two 20-minute halves. Here's Jessam. This one rattles home. And for DU fans, a little discouraging. You know, Westmont's very, very deep, and now they've subbed back in Amber Stevens in place of Chesham, who just scored the deuce. 12:27 to go. The Penguins down by 14 now, 21-7. Here's across the middle. Is Flatten for the Penguins has come in. Shelly Klermenko. They get it back indoors with the shot and a whistle. And it's going to be offensive charging called against Olivia Williams. Williams was the recipient of the pass. She made the bucket, and it was all erased there, J-Wo, by the whistle.
Boy, Stuart, you were mentioning the depth of the Warriors. That's going to be huge come later in the game because the Penguins, with five injuries, come up with just two players to sub in.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the Warriors are just subbing one player in after another. Seems like every sequence of fresh legs. And the DUs have got to keep Flatten in there as much as possible along with Williams and Jennifer Jackson, although Jackson is currently not in Jackson sitting it out. Jackson's got a bad knee. She's a multiple sport player. And she's always had bad ankles and bad knees, although she's been a super addition to the Penguin team 3 years ago. 21-7, DU trailing. Here's Flatten thinking about it on the right wing. She barely gets it indoors to Schellmeyer. Schellmeyer now is swarmed by Warriors, and now an over-the-top penalty is called against Alicia Hegland.
So Hegland, the big 6'1". Forward for the Warriors, taking up just about as much height as anyone on the floor. So flattened inbounds there, and it is Williams that will be fielding at the point guard kind of position. Flatten returns with the ball, and Penguins have been struggling for offense here in the first half. Krumrick able to get it down on the flat line to Flatten, and she'll toss it inside to Klemranko, who goes up, gets a rebound, goes up again, and it'll be rebound Hegland. Check that, Amber Crombie for Westmont. And in the quick transition, the Warriors able to get a quick put back. Kara Reynolds shot up the first one, but it'd be 2 points for Westmont. It's a timeout, and the Penguins will have to talk this one over real quick here. And so, DJE, thank you very much on the production. Got to give a great big shout-out for Stuart Horn. Didn't know if he would make it tonight, but we're glad to have him. DJE, right on the table here with the broadcasting team. She's done a great job tonight. And big shout-out to DJB, who helped set up early on tonight. So, got to love it here. But the Penguins got a lot of work to do here in the first half. Once again, 23-7. The Penguins got to work towards tying up this game here. And so, Stuart Horn back on the mic, and boy, I had my head turned right there.
Yeah, the Penguins are bringing it in under the that northern hoop, and Shelly Klemenko stepped on the line on the inbounds, and that's an unforced turnover. DJE hates that when the Penguins do that kind of stuff. And a very nice jumper from the left elbow was hurled up there by Kara Reynolds. Reynolds out of Bakersfield, a 5'5"-er. She's a senior out of North High School. And Reynolds buries the deuce. And now the ball is kicked out of bounds by Reynolds. So playing some good D there, too. 25-7. The Penguins are looking a little rusty here so far, J-Well. So in for the Penguins now is Krunick. She gets it inbounds. Now she goes three on the way. High majestic three ball. Krunick buries a tray. And that's a little breath of hope for the Penguins, 25-10. Now it's back inbounds. Reynolds, she gets it indoors very quickly to Hegland. Hegland converts a deuce. Boy, these Warriors, J-Wo, are really shooting beautifully.
And that's going to hurt all the time because Penguins are struggling for every basket, it seems. The easiest ones come from Williams and Krumick right there. Krumick, even though just that majestic three-pointer, love to see that.
Good footwork there by the Warriors as they transition zigzag style back across after the Penguins miss their opportunity. And another deuce is thrown in by Stevens after she was fed perfectly by Reynolds. 29-10 and now thrown out of bounds as Flatten was looking for Krunick down low. Either Krunick or Williams, one of those ladies were down low. And Flatten airmailed both of them. That one almost went out into the foyer. 29-10. The Penguins are now going to go back and only employ a half-court press. J.J. getting ready to come back in. 25, Jackson. Over to the right side now is Reynolds. Reynolds gets it back up. Top of the key. Here's Taylor Abercrombie. She's come in for the Warriors. Now the turnaround. Jumper, nothing. Penguins down with it. There's three Penguins and one Warrior, and it's a jump ball.
So no box out there from the Penguins inside. And, boy, the Penguins still trying to get their feet down right now. And I got to notice Flatten had rubbed her hands on her shorts right after that last pass. I don't know if her hands were really wet right there.
They might have been. Mine were wet at the start of this game, but I'm not so nervous now, 29-10. I just want the Penguins to kind of make this respectable. I mean, if they can't get something going. We are very early in the game as the Penguins now miss another opportunity for a defensive rebound as Anderson shot the three ball from straight away. She missed it, but it was hauled down by one of the Warriors, and now J.J. on her back with a chicken wing, 29-10. We're inside at 10 minutes, fans, 9:38 to be exact, and right in front of the Penguin cheerleaders, the Penguins bring it in now. Quam inbounds to Jackson, who slowly brings it across the insignia. Right in the middle of the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California, we're inside 9.5 now to go in the first half. We have reached the end of the first quarter. Obviously, here is Williams. Baseline. Williams now amid heavy traffic. Williams, an air ball. Williams gets it, but Jackson comes back down with it. Jackson now amid heavy traffic. Back down with it on the offensive rebound.
Boy, I love the play there from Williams and Jackson both.
Shelly Klemenko came down with that ball and then picked up the foul. So Klemenko will go to the line for the DUs. And the Penguins, the best way the Penguins have scored points tonight so far, outside of the brilliant three ball by Sasha Krumick with the freebies. And now this one's, boy, what a beautiful, high, majestic free throw that was, Jay. Well, it's just a great big rainbow.
Gotta love that one.
Yeah, by Klemenko. Good play there as Klemenko buries the first one. 29-11. The D's would like to get a little closer here. She goes over the right shoulder. That was not quite as smooth a stroke. Got her own rebound. Back up with it. No. Back down with it. Warriors. And the defensive rebound comes by Annie Johnson. Good move by Johnson as she hands it off to the point guard, Lindsay Chesham. Chesham's come in there, number 12. Chesham with some good ball control. Now over to the left side. Westmont now works the perimeter. Driving in from the left side is Johnson. Johnson flips it out for the three ball on the way. Jessica Case can't get it. Penguins down with it. Here's Jennifer Jackson back across the middle. Jackson takes it all the way up the right side into the corner. Flings it across. She's trying to hit Krumick, I think, or maybe she was trying to hit Klemenko in the middle. It ended up close to Krumick, but going out of bounds. And I guess the Penguins are going to get the ball back. Maybe it tipped out off of one of the Westmonts, must have. 29-11, we're inside of 9 minutes now. Jackson has 5 seconds to get it in. She does so. She hits up Klemenko. Klemenko goes up, nothing doing, on a hook shot. Down J-Wo. Timeout is J-Wo. I called her J-Wo. It's actually J-J. J-Wo's off to my right. And a heads-up call there by Jennifer Jackson as she comes down and calls the tee before one of the Warriors could dive on top of her. You are listening to DU Basketball, women's DU Basketball, from the Conlon Center here at radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of DU Athletics. Stuart Horn, DJ E, and J-Wo with you. Live on the air, and J-Wo, it's a good time to hit up our sponsors of DU Athletics.
As I look across the Conlon Rec Center, I see some banners right there. We have our sponsors of Dominican Athletics, Marin IJ. Got from GPS the price on that, about 50 cents. And then is that Allen Realtors, Bon Appetit, Wells Fargo, and the Mechanics Bank, Fuentes Taqueria. And that rounds out our sponsors here. Also with, I don't believe there's anyone else.
Yeah, there's Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and of course, 7-Up. DJ E's drinking one right now. And while we were giving you the sponsors of DU Athletics, Karina Quam scored a deuce for the Penguins on the quick up and in. 29-13, DU still trailing. Here's a three ball out of Westmont on the way by Elizabeth Evanco. Evanco did hit one. She's now 1 for 4 on those three baggers, and she missed that one. The Penguins come down with it, and then a whistle. Now with a full court heat, the Westmonts are going to put the pressure on, and inbounds from Krunick to Jennifer Jackson. We are inbounds now, drifting over to the right is Jackson. Jackson bounces up against one of the Westmonts, no foul, and now Krunick steps out of bounds. Her heel hit the line.
Just barely. She was going to drive the line and put an easy bucket up.
We're inside of 8 minutes, folks. J-Wo's going to be on the play-by-play in the second half. And DJ E's going to be covering the color, 29-13. And may very well have those two for the rest of the night. So you have to put up with me for a couple more minutes. And then you're going to get the real stars of the action tonight. Of course, the real stars of things out on the floor tonight. Your broadcast crew happy to be alongside. Now a travel has been called against Elizabeth Evanko. The Penguins will get the ball.
Boy, Evanko was able to get Klarmenko up on her feet, but couldn't make a job out of that fake out. She had some pretty good moves going down the lane right there.
Quam inbounds now to Jennifer Jackson, who brings it across the insignia. Jackson jukes right, then she goes left. Now she drifts all the way to the left. She wants to throw it out, but the Westmonts are putting on way too much pressure. She throws it away right into the hands of Evanko. Very simple pass to Evanko, and now Evanko feeds Case for two. No, down with it is Jennifer. Jackson goes behind the back. She tries to hang on to it, and she does so. Now she flings it across, and it almost goes out of bounds, but it is picked up by Annie Johnson. Johnson now on the return. Boy, this is back and forth and not very much forth for the Penguins. It's all back against the Penguins. And now a deuce is thrown up by Brittany Crawford. Crawford, the six-footer out of Irvine. She is out of Irvine High School. Irvine Valley is the, is the two-year school from which she transferred. She's a senior. And she buried a nice two ball there as the whistle is blown in for the Penguins. It's 21, Simone Shelmar. And back in there is Amber Stevens in place of Lindsay Chesham for the Warriors. We have 6:45 to go, fans. 31-13. 1-3-3-1. I don't like the looks of that on the scoreboard, J-Well. Coming up on 6.5. Oh, a nice quick pass indoors to Crawford. Crawford now flips it back outside. The Penguins with some pretty decent defense. Jennifer Jackson now gets screened. Now the pick. Now over the top. They get it back over to Crawford. Back outside. Crawford on the left corner. Thinks three. Doesn't want to do it. Driving in. Now is Chesham. Four on the shot clock on the way. Uh-oh.
And boy, the second time Jackson has gone down on her back from almost a charge, I would say, on the offensive side. She's playing defense right there very well.
Jackson has both ankles with the braces on. Jackson, like I said, a multi-sport player, also plays at a very high level on the soccer team and always working those anchors. Now elbows flying from Olivia Williams. Where's number 44? That's Willie McCovey's old number. And a timeout has been called by Westmont's head coach, Kirsten McKnight. She's assisted by Tony Noonan. J-Wo, 6:09 to go, 13-31. The Penguins trailing this one, and this is some ugly basketball in the first half. I don't know if it's so much ugly basketball on the part of the Penguins. It's just some brilliant play on the part of the Westmont Warriors.
Sorry, I got to tell you, the boy, the Penguins might be winning this, as Chambers would mention to her girls right now that they have to score. They have to get that offense going, because Westmont, they've changed up their defense. I don't know if that's keeping the Penguins off balance, but Penguins are going to have to always rebound and play the good old ball that they normally can.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I'd like to see that happen, though. So thus far, it's been all Westmont, 31-13, coming up on 6 minutes in the first half of this one. Of course, at halftime, we'll have our normal halftime extravaganza of entertainment. Now shooting on the layup, a very simple layup by Amber Stevens, is not unable to convert, and the Penguins come down with it. That was right up the middle, and Stevens couldn't get it to drop. As mentioned, our halftime extravaganza with DJ E and J-Wo with the stats. As soon as Brandon Davis brings us the stats, and J-Wo's going to cover it. Now, a fast break on an easy steal by Jessica Case. All alone, Case missed it! She was all alone, and she tried to throw it away, getting her own rebound. The Penguins had it for a second. Now down with it are the Mighty Penguins, and this is Simone Shelmire with a defensive rebound. So three shots on goal there, DJ E. Now, E doesn't have a microphone yet, but she's going to have my microphone in a few minutes. But three shots on goal there, and the Westmonts couldn't do it. JJ with a big-time travel, or I don't know.
Boy, Jackson went flying through the lane. She jumped off just in front of the key and almost pulled the Michael Jordan, went all the way down to the block right there.
Yeah, she really did go flying, drifting in from the left side of the lane. Ended up in the middle, a big two-footed jump. Well, I thought it was going to be a travel, and JJ misses this one. missed it way right, and it kicks out left. Man, the Penguins need every little thing, too, if they want to even be a part of this game, much less win it.
Also worth mentioning, the Penguins can drive the lane from now on in the final 5 minutes, excuse me, because they are in the bonus area, and they will shoot free throws just like that for the rest of the half.
The bonus comes at 10. Where do you get bonus?
It's lighted up on the scoreboard.
Oh, okay. 5-0-4. No, I don't think it happens till 10. There's only 7 fouls having been committed by the Westmont Warriors, 4 committed by the Penguins. Although, J-Well, I like the way you're thinking. 33-14. See if we can get a scrap out a couple more fouls from Westmont. Once we get to 10, then it's double bonus. We're a little rusty here in the broadcasting area, folks. This is our first basketball broadcast of the night of the season. Oh, J-Well, I'm going to do that all season. Jennifer falls down. Now the Penguins' Quam goes up from the right side. She goes baseline. She lets about 4 Westmonts have it. Freight train coming through there is Quam. Very nice, very physical move there. Jennifer Jackson wants to come back as Quam goes to the line. Jackson to talk to the coach. She's back there with Krunick. Krunick in the backcourt.
Chambers calling up Flatten and Claremanko to come in.
All right, the first one by Quam is missed. Oh, brother. Penguins can't be anywhere near 50% on the free throws yet. J-Well, I don't like the way things are going. From the free throw line, Quam is going to go back to the line. Now she gets another chance. This is it. And that is the 8th foul against Westmont, playing a very aggressive game with 4.5 to go. We might get a double bonus in the first half. That'd be nice, considering the D's need it so badly. 33-14, Quam now. Takes a lot of time to focus deep.
Just off the heel.
Back at her.
Great pop, but no good.
If pop were good, that would have been a great one. But pop's not good. We like to hear swish. Oh, what a great pass indoors. That was a pass of the night there from Reynolds to 24, Hegland, Alicia Hegland. Oh, man, what an assist. 35-14, the Penguins don't want to look at that all night. Speaking of great assists, here's a super play from Flatten who gets it over the top, right in the middle of the lane to Williams, and Williams converts the deuce. 35-16, 4 minutes to go exactly. Here's Westmont, top of the key. Now they're drifting in. Boy, they're just playing the Penguins so hard as they swing it around. Now it's stolen away by Krumick. Now across the middle is Flatten. Flatten goes over the top. Flatten throws it away again. Annie Johnson comes up with it. 3:45 to go. Right side, Anderson. Thinks three, steps in, deuce. Good. 37-16. Here's Flatten. Flatten comes across the middle. Flatten's right knee is all taped up. She'll have a big bag of ice on it after the game as usual. Now she gets it over to the left side to Schellmeyer. Back to Flatten. Back indoors. Williams being swarmed. Williams one bounce. Goes up and under. Hits the bottom of the backboard. Nothing. Uh-oh. Now it's stolen away by Amber Stevens. Stevens one-on-one against Flatten. Now she's got Krumick with help. Krumick tips it out. Quam comes in. Can't steal it away. Now ripped out of her hands, Hegland. Now Flatten comes back up with it. 37-16. 3 minutes exactly in the first half. Boy, the Penguins are getting smoked here. Uh-oh. Flatten now tries to flip it up. And Stephanie Anderson got a hand on it as Flatten hits the deck. Flatten not only hit the deck, but her entire knee pad has been stripped off as she skidded across the floor at Dominican.
That was very much a mauling as she came down.
You're not kidding. Boy, Flatten took it very hard, and now it's tapped away on the inbounds. Anderson all alone, left side. Anderson layup, good. She only had little old Sasha Krumick in her anywhere near her, but she was still Krumick about 5 feet away as the Penguins now bring it across the timeline. 39-16. This is starting to turn into a rout. And here goes a 25-foot three ball by Alicia Flatten, and that's good from the right wing. However, the Penguins are not going to be able to live with that kind of stuff. That was a superb shot, but not a very high percentage shot. Now over to the left side, Westmont. They drift around over to the left side. Boy, they bring it in indoors every time, J-Will, and then fire it out at the last second. And Alicia Hegland gets the deuce and the point opportunity to go for a three-point play, 41-19. And that is if Hegland doesn't make this free throw. Here it is on the way. Backspin, in, out, out. Taken down, DU finally gets a rebound. Man, oh man. Boy, Penguins have not even scored 20 points yet, and we're coming up on 2 minutes. Here's Flatten after that big, long three ball. She scored it from 22 feet last time, throws it away again. I can't believe this. Flatten's thrown away so many times. Now Flatten gets it as the Westmonts return the favor. Flatten drives the lane straight away, gets it from 8 feet. 41-21. Fast break into the Penguin cheerleaders. Penguin cheerleader, one of them dropped their pom-pom, going for the ball and missed the ball and lost the pom-pom. So the Penguins now losing this one by 20 so far. 1:47 to go, 41-21. Flatten now slowly across the middle. Flatten got to be getting tired. That knee's got to get taped up in halftime. When the Penguins retire to the clubhouse, she fires it indoors now. Williams has it stripped away. A beautiful strip by Kara Reynolds right into the hands of Stevens, who goes right side. Stevens not only gets the layup, but she's fouled along the way by the Penguins 21, Simone Schellmeyer.
So the Penguins, every time they get that little glimmer of hope, the Warriors are able to answer back, and got to credit that to them. They've been at the Penguins all night long. They've been driving it in, just like they did right there.
Taylor Abercrombie has come in place of Stephanie Anderson for Westmont. Out on the floor for the Penguins in the backcourt anyway is Alicia Flatten. She's not very far behind the top of the key, though, with 1.5 to go, 43-21, and here goes the freebie. Call it 44. Man, this is a bona fide smoking so far as Lindsay Chesham's come back in place of Amber Stevens for Westmont, subbing away again. The Penguins very shallow on their bench with all the injuries. They've got six out. Non-suited injuries. Here's Flatten, drives in, right side, Flatten, fleet of foot. Great play by Flatten, 44-23. We're coming up on 1 minute of the first half. The end of the first half is coming up. Westmont now moving it around. Nice ball movement by Westmont. Stripped away for a second by Williams, but the Penguins get it back. Out on the right wing, thinking three is Abercrombie. Now with 11 on the shot clock. She gets it outdoor to Chesham. Chesham now outside. Three ball, Johnson, no. Penguins down with it. Here's Krumick. Krumick falling out of bounds. She flings it back inbounds. Penguins have it. Here's 23 on the shot, 45. Three ball goes up flat and short. Coming back out of bounds off the rim, and it goes into the front row of the grandstands.
Boy, I believe it was Flatten and Klimenko in a 2-on-5 situation. Penguins had to wait to get the rest of their five down there.
44-23, fans. And here comes Westmont back across the middle. Opening night of DU basketball on the air. Penguin women are 1-1 so far. Non-conference games both. What, losing against Masters, beating Concordia out of Oakland. Now the three ball goes back up again by Abercrombie. The Penguins had it for a second, but Westmont ends up with the rebound at the end of the day. This one's in and out, and a nice two-point conversion is flung up there by Hegland. Very few fouls called. With 6.5 seconds to go in the first half.
Awesome job right there.
46-23. 4-3 across the middle. 2. Up for the layup. No bucket. 1. Buzzer. And that is the end of the first half, folks. 46-23. J-Well, that was a pretty brutal first half any way you look at it.
Absolutely brutal. I'm not even going to mention the score. The cheerleaders are here. We are broadcasting live from San Fran to Japan and from the Yukon to the Euphrates worldwide, radio.dominican.edu. Penguin basketball going on right here in the Colin and Rec Center. So first half underway. Penguins have plenty to talk about in the locker room, or not much, depending on how you see it.
And yeah, I'm trying to figure out how much of this I do want to talk about. The Penguins men will be tipping off immediately following this game against the Warriors men, the Westmont men out of Westmont College. Their head coach is John Moore. They're assisted by, or he is assisted by, Jeff DeZane, Rob Goodrow, Larry Knapp, and Jim Dykstra. I doubt he's any relation to Lenny Dykstra. 46-23, as J-Wo, DJE, and myself will take a very short break. We're going to bring you some Indian unsigned music as we take our break. We're going to get the stats for you. We're going to have our typical halftime extravaganza live from the Conlin Center, and that's coming up right away. J-Wo, anything else before we go to break?
You know, I just got to tell you, we got plenty of work to do this evening, whether it's on the radio crew, we'll keep going, or the Penguin basketball players.
All right, you're going to hear it live, fans. We still have the back half, the second half of the women's team as the Penguin cheerleaders are on the floor, seven strong. And then we're going to have men's basketball for you tipping off. Tonight's going to be a late one, and we are happy to bring it to you worldwide, live from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California on our official radio station, radio.dominican.edu. Please stay with us.
I will continue. I will
Let me keep our theme music going here. Oh, hey, how about this one? I don't think DJE's ever heard this one.
Radio.dominican.edu.
Oh yes, I like it. Oh, it just keeps going.
Radio.dominican.edu.
Okay, I can't get enough of that one. You are listening to Live Basketball. Halftime extravaganza coming up as usual. DJ E and J-Wo going to bring you the stats of every game all season long. Every game at the Conlin Center broadcast live on radio.dominican.edu. And here he is, folks, with the stats. Here is Jay Wood.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much once again. The score at the end of 20 minutes, the Penguins 23 and the Westmont Warriors 46. The big reason for that, ladies and gentlemen, is that the Warriors have won many of their basketball hoops and a lot of the tournaments as well. But total shooting for the Warriors, 19 of 39, very good percentage here in basketball. The point leaders for the Warriors are Alicia Hegland with 16 and Jessica Case with 8. Hegland has the big 6'1 inside presence. She is 8 of 11 from the floor. Brittany Crawford also down low. She's 2 of 2. And so Penguins have some defense to work on down low. And leading the Penguins is one of those down-low players, Olivia Williams. She shoots 4 for 8 in the first half. She would lead the Penguins with 8 points. Alicia Flatten with 7. She's one of the leaders on the Penguins. She scored 3 field goals. And the Penguins have a big number in their three-point column, 2 of 4. And then the Penguins will have to work on their free throws as they will be getting them in the second half. They are 3 of 8 from the line thus far, so plenty of shooting to be done for the Penguins. And some team stats here. Big to know is that the Penguins only have a couple bench players, and so the Penguins just one point off their bench, 11 from the Westmont Warriors, who've been subbing like mad. And so the Warriors have controlled the paint today, 31 to 17, the point difference right there. And the Penguins allowing 17 points off of turnovers. E, I know you have some words about this first half. What went on with the Penguins right there? And we're going to have to make sure you speak into that mic and speak up. We have got you on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, we are sounding very good. And so, let's see if we can get DJ on.
Hello?
E up here.
Hello. Oh, I can hear me now.
There she is.
There I am.
Absolutely. Speak up, ladies
and
gentlemen.
As Jay Wolf said, what was going on in the first part of this game was not very much from the Penguin ladies. They were severely lacking in a lot of crucial and very important things. Thank you. Like rebounding and
so
defense.
Absolutely. You have some great insights. I know you do. And we'd love to hear you, so speak loudly.
Yes, sir.
Second half is just getting underway right here, ladies and gentlemen. Kwan out on the floor for the Penguins, along with Alicia Flatten, Olivia Williams, Sasha Krumick, and Jennifer Jackson. So, second half underway here. Penguins score a quick two, and it's 46-25 as the Warriors get a quick putback. It's now 48-25. DJE alongside Jay Woe here in DU Radio's second half broadcast of women's volleyball tonight. So Flatten dribbles it left, right. They're attacking the northern hoop. She goes inside to Olivia Williams. Great idea right there. Olivia Williams puts one up, but it's no good off the rim. And she sent a Warrior down to the floor on that. There's a later whistle. No call on the check that. There is a technical. As Stuart Horn still making sure we get things right. And so
Who is the technical on, J-Wall?
And not exactly getting the word on that.
Oh.
So it is a pair of free baskets, I believe.
And possession.
Along with possession going, the ball shot in by Alicia Hegland. Hegland wears the black hair band, and she has been a Penguin killer tonight. 49-25. Penguins got a lot of work to do here in the second half. So Stevens now for the Warriors. Gets a pass straight off to Anderson for the Westmont. I believe number 6. The personal foul right there. check that there is no six on the floor. I'm very mistaken right there. Quick inbounds right there. And Johnson tries a quick put back. No good. Pegging defense right there in their face. So Flatten gets a quick toss from a friend out there on the sidelines. She's got a little strap that goes around her, just under her right knee. I don't know if that's going to help a whole lot on support. I'm not sure exactly what that does, but Quam the inbound to her as well. So Flatten dribbles it out to Jackson in the left corner. Krumick swings around and Flatten on the right side. Krumick up top, takes it inside to Klaremanko, who puts it up for an easy deuce. Jackson another heads up right there. Klaremanko hits the floor. And Stevens kicks it up to number 20. That's Stephanie Johnson of the Warriors. So the baseline is driven by Jennifer Case, and Krumick gets the air ball. So wonderful transition right there. The Penguins are going to be very tough right here in the second half. Flatten does a couple crossovers at the top. Sends out to the right corner where Jackson just about to fall out of bounds. I don't know, she lost her balance right there with Stephanie Anderson on the coverage. Timeout is called, and so quick timeout. There we go. DJE always helping out here with the radio crew. Once again, 49-27, the Warriors in the lead in the second half here. 18:19 on the clock. DJE, quick start to the second half.
Very quick, very strange. It's hard when you're trying to defend against somebody and you're so close to out of bounds. She just bumped her and she fell out of bounds. You just can't help it.
All right, point guards renowned for having great feet and great handling. And so I've seen everything, including that, from Jennifer Jackson all season long so far. A couple fouls on the Penguins on the scoreboard. That's quick and early. So we'll see if the Penguins are able to drive the lane and get the free throw advantage later on in this half here. So it'll be flattened to inbounds. So E will be alongside for the entire second half as Krumick will take this ball across the key.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Absolutely a beautiful call right there, E. Krumick from the top of the backboard. Don't see the bank shot a whole lot from players all the time. So Krumick now once again defending Anderson, who drives the lane, and Klaremanko is right there to stuff her up. There is a whistle, however. And yes, that is. Check that. They called 2-5. Jennifer Jackson. I don't know how she got that one. She wasn't even in that play. She may have been in the lane. As an official takes a towel to the floor, make sure it's not wet at all. And so it'll be Anderson at the line. Once again, 49-29. The Warriors ahead in this one. So all Penguin hands go up on this one. They will need to rebound after this first basket as Anderson chucks this one into the heel. It falls out. No good. Once again, 30 on the shot clock, ladies and gentlemen, and that will start running in just a moment. Quam to inbound to Jackson, and she brings it up the right side, drives to the baseline, and then hits on her bounce pass. Hits the leg of Case. It'll bounce outside. Penguins will have to inbound from the baseline right here. Cheerleaders helping out with the ball shagging duties right there. And so Flatten yells out her instruction on the play. She has 5 seconds to get the ball in. Krumick in the corner. She just barely stepped outside. She doesn't know what happened right there. She knows she has to play on right there. And so the Warriors have to get the inbound from Annie Johnson, who sends it in to Stevens. She'll come in right towards the center into the right wing. Bouncing with the right hand. She picks it up. Shoots it way low. Ankle high. Down to Hagland. But no avail. That's a turnover.
That was
right there.
Very inconsistent. First time the Warriors have done that.
Absolutely, and it's great news for the Penguins. Is they'll take any kind of help they can. Flatten tosses it over to Krumick off in the left corner. Klaremanko goes way up high.
That was beautiful.
Beautiful 2 points right there. 31 for the Penguins right now. Stevens will bring it back. Big defensive segment for the Penguins right here. Krumick on Anderson. And Johnson now in the left corner dribbles back and forth with Quam on her. And Klaremanko just barely there. No Penguins to rebound, and it'll be Ball out of bounds right there, and possession for the Penguins. Great defense set, forcing the turnover. And so the Warriors 50 and the Penguins 31 here. Jackson has to come back nearly to the half court right there to bring Flatten into the game here. Williams with a great screen. Just about frees Flatten on it. On the right side. And the Penguins bobble it up on the left side of the key. Not able to get a point right there. Stevens brings it back to a wide open Johnson, who kicks it up. It's short for the rebound. Klimenko, and who's that up there? Anderson. Klimenko and Anderson both up with a couple of hands on the ball. And so Flatten had a mismatch last time around. We'll see if they go with the same scheme here, with the Penguins mustering up more offense than they did in the first half. So it's great news right now. Good pep talk from Breonna Chambers in her first year as head coach. So Jackson with the ball on the left side. She'll cross over. A little help from Krumick. She'll pass in front of Flatten, who kicks up for a three. It bounces in between the heel and the backboard. She'll stay up for some full court pressure. Stevens able to break away. It's three on two. Stevens kicks it out to Anderson, who goes floor side. And the ball still gets out of bounds. Jackson will inbound it for the Penguins. Subs coming in for Westmont and Dominican. Schellmeyer coming in. And Evanko coming in as well. On opposing sides of the court as well. Of course. So also switching out Hegland and Crawford. Crawford a huge number 42 for Westmont. Flatten now to take the ball from Jackson. 50-31 once again, the Warrior lead right now. Flatten very slowly bringing it up to the top of the key there. Jackson just beyond the three-point arc. Barely gets it into Klimenko, who just had a shot roll off the front of the rim. No good. So Stevens kicks it out. And Anderson finds Evanko on the underside, who hits the bottom of the backboard. No shot right there. And so Flatten will bring it up on the left wing. So it'll be just above the key. It'll be Schellmeyer down the right side. She pops, stops, and it's no good. Just off the front of the rim. And now Westmont with the rebound. Stevens pushing the floor. Case with a ball on the left side. Stevens passes it off to Anderson on the right wing. She'll dump it inside to Crawford, who is manhandled by the Penguins and loses the ball. Williams to come up with it. And Flatten will bring it across the line. She goes inside to find Jennifer Jackson, but nearly tucks it into a cheerleader's head. And it'll be a timeout called. A full timeout, exactly. 15 minutes, though, time remaining in this matchup. The Penguins showing lots of life right there, fighting very hard. And boy, they've dented the Warriors' lead at this point, and it's been actually quite a few minutes here without a score on either side of the ball. So very big defensive games. DJE, how are you thinking of it?
It's a little weird to watch the Warriors do such inconsistent things after watching them in the first quarter. They threw the ball out. They weren't throwing to each other correctly. They weren't making eye contact and communicating. It was really weird to watch. But it's good for the Penguins, of course, but after watching the Warriors, I was expecting a little more in the second quarter, but I don't know what it is. Sometimes you just slip, and I mean, they're a great competitive team, but it's very interesting to watch.
Exactly. They may do more of their competing in the first half, and that is how some teams are. They are on the road right now, but they do have the players to sub in. And the Penguins are trying as much as they can to fight right here. They got to find the offense. And that's where the Penguins will need it in the second half right here. So, Anderson to kick it in to Stevens. The Penguins have Jackson, Klimenko, Flatten, Williams, and Schellmeyer on the floor. And so, Stevens pops up just about the arc. And it's off the rim, no good. Jackson comes down with it, and she double dribbles, as indicated by the referee. She knows her mistake, but that's okay. As the Penguins are going to have to regroup right here. one of the very few turnovers for the Penguins in this half, and that's another thing that'll be huge for the Penguins is keeping down their turnovers. And Flan just about to make another one there on the inbounds pass from the Warriors. Defense calls from the Penguins sideline. Check that, the Penguins bench. And Jackson plastered all over Stevens in this one as she moves right to left. Williams comes over to help for the double team. And Anderson kicks it back to Stevens, who's now open. She dumps it off to Crawford, wide open in the lane. And Crawford has an easy bucket. 52-31, Warriors in the lead. So Flatten now coming on the right side. She's about to yell out a play. And Shell Myers takes it on the right side. She goes baseline. Pulls up right there with Case on her. Tries to dump it off to Flatten, who feists for it. Double team in the corner there. Jackson mishandles the ball. She has to regroup. Pass it inside to Shellmeyer, who gets a bounce off the front of the rim. It's a rebound Westmont on this one. It is now 3-on-3 coming down in the transition. Stevens gets it inside to Crawford. Whistle blows before a shot, and it's travel. So substitution coming in right here. Out is Jennifer Case, in Alicia Hegland, out Shelly Claremanko, and in Sasha Krumick. So Crawford also came out on that one for Westmont. Evan Coe, I believe, came in on the whistle. So if we flatten to come up straight up the middle. And the Penguins looking to get some kind of offensive force going on. A screen coming from Shellmeyer. She dumps it off way across the lane into Jackson, who backs off and isn't able to get her shot to fall in. Steve is now pushing the floor once again. She drives, puts it to the right side. Evico not able to get her long two ball in. Penguins on the rebound. Flatten gets it inside. Williams is down low, all alone. She has hands all over, as I believe that is substitution Kara Reynolds in on the defense. So more substitutions coming in. That'll be Lindsay Chelsea and Annie Johnson for the Warriors. Officials getting a word with each other as 13-13 on the clock left in the second half here. So the Penguins with 14 fouls and Westmont with one. Very offside. Check that. Just as I mentioned it, the score table changes it. And so the Warriors with two, Penguins with three. Krumick is fouled. Hunter bowed around the corner of the key. And it'll be side out possession for the Warriors. Chesson will bring it across the right side for the Westmont. And the pass into the lane is mishandled by Alicia Hegland, and it'll be possession for the Penguins. We'll see if the Penguins can finally get some work done with it. They haven't scored in a couple minutes here. So Flatten to bring it across. She'll chuck it up to Olivia Williams. Just underside the arc. Double team coming. Krumick is wide open for a three. Just wide. Just far. Shellmeyer not able to rebound for the Penguins. And timeout called for the Penguins. And it is 52-31. Penguins have plenty of time to do all their work here. 12:46 left in the second half. E, how you seeing this game?
The Warriors, it astounds me, their inconsistency. The first quarter, great. Second quarter, throwing the ball out. I don't know what's going on. I mean, like I said, they're a great team, but if we can keep this going and if we can get the defense and the rebounds, the Penguins can pull this off.
Gotta tell you, E, you have a point there. Although, I gotta remind you, this is second half, not second quarter. There's only so many more minutes of basketball right now. Penguins.
Did I say the second half? Oops. I meant second quarter.
No, second half, not second quarter. Anyhow, Evan Coe moving the ball around on the left corner. Gets it up to Kara Reynolds at the top of the key. Top of the arc, excuse me. Hedgeland now has the ball inside. She goes for a quick second up putback. Third putback. She can find one to bounce off the glass. 54 for the Westmont Warriors. Flatten now to push it in. She goes to the baseline. Gets a bounce off the front of the rim. Krumick gets a hand on it, but Warriors ball nonetheless. And so Johnson now in a 2-on-3 situation. Penguins had no hand on her and it hit the heel, and the Warriors have rebounded. They've got 3-on-3, and somehow Schellmeyer comes down with it, and she's sitting on the floor right there with the ball. Looks like pushing the back. As Schellmeyer tapped out for Karina Kwom. And 3-3, the personal foul from both sides of the ball. Kwom will push it in to Alicia Flatten, who will be guarded by Chesham. So the Penguins needing some offense right here. Jennifer Jackson with the ball in the left corner. She wild around there, slips on her inside foot and goes down, keeps the ball dribbling. Hands it off to Flatten on the right side. Flatten with a great turnaround move. Gets it into Williams, who's just high. She goes down to the floor, but no call, no whistle, no basket. Chesham quickly getting it over to Reynolds on the left side. No good. Just off the rim. Hedlund got the ball, stole away. Flatten with a quick transition down to Williams. And Williams, I believe, gets a whistle for her. And the ball careens off towards the very corners of the Conlin Rec Center. And I don't know where exactly that whistle is going. Side out. Possession for the Penguins.
Oh, I thought it was Westmont ball. Oh, okay.
Exactly. Penguins get the ball to go their way. And flattened from the right side. Three-pointer. Swish. Very beautiful indeed. Penguins now at 34. Time for defense. Jennifer Jackson knows what the deal is. Penguins playing very, very solid right now. Westmont passing the ball around. Krumick on Flatten with a steal. She drives the right side. She's all alone. Two Westmont Warriors came up just behind her. And Flatten's layup just outside. Williams with a
second
put up. Krumick able to put it back. She dumps it off to Flatten, who misses a three-pointer. And whistle called. It'll be Penguin ball right here. Down at the north end of the court. Gotta love to see that. Penguins pushing it hard. They're going to have to. 10:42 left in the second half here. And Flatten, oh boy, Williams was tripped up in the lane. She couldn't get up free for an open. Kwom with a heads-up rebound. Whistle before Alicia Flatten's shot. Officials held up one fist. And that will be a personal foul on number 1-2. That's Lindsay Chesham of the Warriors. Kwom will be at the line. She wears number 45, two-sport athlete. She also plays soccer for the Penguins. So the Penguins with 34, the Warriors with 54. Check that, make that 35 for the Penguins. Substitutions coming in three at a time for Westmont. Boy. And the Penguins having to deal with a whirlwind of revolving door substitutions here from the Warriors as the Warriors bring in 10 players. Krumick with a heads-up rebound there just outside. She was able to nab that one off the rim. And so Krumick now sending the ball up the lane into a Williams who coughs it up. Stevens now for the Warriors. A big shot from Case that goes in and out. And it'll be Williams to snag the rebound. And so Penguins get a quick shot from the Warriors, and we'll be back on offense here, and that's exactly where they want to be in the second half here. Jackson dumps it off to Krumick in the left corner, and her three ball's in and out, toilet bowl roll. And Stevens will bring it up the left side, dumps it off to Anderson, who drives the lane, puts it up, and it looks like a kind of a kick into action right there. E, did you get a good look at that?
Yeah, I think Jackson put out her leg, but she tried to pass it off like it was an accident, as any good person who would foul would do. But.
Exactly. And so, looks like shooters will go to the line here. It's not clear who's going to the line. Check that, no one. As the ball will be taken out from the baseline by Annie Jones. And out comes Jennifer Jackson. And the Penguins, ooh, with a faux pas on defense right there. As the Warriors had an inside shot, but nothing going. And so Flatten with the ball on the right side. She'll look from the top of the key for excuse me, Simone Schellmeyer right there, who drives the baseline. She'll turn around with a fadeaway jump shot. 2 points right there. Beautiful, beautiful shot. 37 for the Penguins. Oh, yes. Very good touch right there by the Penguins. Case will kick it out to Johnson at the top, just beyond the arc. Crawford now with the ball inside. She's up against Plum. Knocks her over. Goes up for a three. Three chances right there at an easy bucket. Penguins not making it easy by any means. And so it'll be a foul on guard Sasha Krumick. So Crawford now goes to the line. Very big girl. She's one of the bigger ones. And hey, along with Hedlund, they are both above 6 feet, which is taller than any player that the Penguins have. So that's already one advantage that Warriors are taking advantage of. Plum will inbound to Flatten right there. 26 on the shot clock as Flatten crosses the midway mark. Flatten crosses over, drives the lane. She has nearly a clear path, gets help from Crawford. And so Flatten not able to get two to drop. And wide open Anderson down the lane. It'll be a travel on the Warriors. Penguins able to escape a quick transition 2 points by the Warriors. And so Flatten out, practically walking the ball across the half court. She knows she's got some work to do. And so Quam setting up a screen. And the Penguins drive the left side, get the ball under to Schellmeyer, who dribbles it back out to Quam. Dumps it off to Krumick. And Quam has an offensive charge. She drives straight into Anderson. It is now 55-37. The Warriors in the lead here. Stevens will bring it across with a quick trot. And so Case now on their right side dumps it off to Anderson. Westmont once again doing their passing drills. And Crawford gets an easy inside bucket. 57-37. Penguins trying to fight here. So Flatten walking it across again, trying to find an open Penguin for some solid offense. Exactly what they need. And so Flatten on the right side finds herself unguarded. And she tries to poke the ball inside in the key. And it'll be Penguin ball. It's just off the baseline as she yells out, players scrambling around. Penguins looking for open ones. Krumick finally gets it in. She drives a miscommunicated pass to Flatten. Flatten able to drive it to the left. Three on the shot. And Schellmeyer chucks up one, but it's no good off the glass. Anderson, a quick transition point. Her ball is blocked, and it goes off the bottom of the backboard. Good work by the Penguins in transition. And then Flatten will now be guarded very closely by Stevens. Krumick fires up a three-point off the heel. And she's fighting for the ball right there as the Warriors are able to come up with it. Stevens now on the left side baseline. Gets the ball to come off the backboard into the front of the rim, and that drops for two. So Flatten now with the ball once again. She'll handle the ball for much of tonight. I'd like to see her pass off into the inside. Flatten chucks up a three-pointer. It pops up too much, and the ball will land out of the basket. So Case will bring it back across for the Warriors. The ball coming up from Anderson. That tips off both hands, the hands of both players. And the whistle's called, buzzer sounds, and substitutions coming in as the Penguins trying to fight for any kind of offense here. As they've basically stalled since the 12-minute mark. And so a lot more defense, a lot more turnovers here in the second half. As E was mentioning, sloppy play by the Warriors, and the Penguins haven't quite found a good rhythm yet, as they've been struggling for every point thus far. So quick inbound to Hedlund. I don't know how she got free, but that was an easy bucket right there, as Westmont just breaking the 60-point mark. And so the Penguins not having a whole lot of moving on the floor, letting Flatten dribble the ball around, and Schellmeyer hands it off to Williams. stuck in the right corner, dumps it off to Jennifer Jackson, who pops the big three, but it's just tall and no good. Westmont comes up with it. Chesham now to handle the ball for the Warriors. And Evanko dumps it into Hedgeland, who fights her way in for a foul off the boards, it looks like. Her shot was no good, but the Penguins did foul her, so she'll go to the line. The referees indicating exactly what's going on. So the Penguins are going to have to play very smart here. They're very close to giving. In fact, they are giving.
Who's giving away the game, Jaylen?
I was just going to say they're giving up those free throws because they are in the bonus. The Warriors are. And so that's bad news because Hedgeland, is... putting up some great numbers from the free throw line. She's obviously one of their best shooters right there. Jackson will drive the line. She kicks out that right leg as she ran up against Evanko, and a whistle comes. Foul called on Evanko. Jackson able to drive the lane. Brings the Warriors to 16 fouls right there. And so Jackson with a 2-5 at the line right here, hoping to score some points for the Penguins. GPS alongside with Stuart Horn for radio.dominican.edu. DJE on the color commentary here in the second half of game one of the night. Women's volleyball. Check that. Women's basketball world broadcast premiere in the 2007-2008 season. So, Evanko for the Warriors dumps it off to Jennifer Case, who drives to the left side, gets around flat, and gets the ball to pop off the far end of the hoop. Schellmeyer down with the ball, and she is manhandled.
That was a horrible, obvious foul by the Warriors.
And so the call does, I believe, go for the Penguins, and everyone will trot on over to the opposite basket, where the ball will be fired in for the Penguins from Simone Schellmeyer. Schellmeyer with the Blackjack 21 cheerleaders with both hands up, signaling the free throw cheer. Schellmeyer dumps this one off the heel. Boy, she needs to convert those. And Flatten with a heads-up steal right there. Her feet were just out of bounds as she tried to regain possession of that misguided pass. So once again, both teams in the foul trouble. And we'll be seeing plenty of free throws here late in the 5.5 minutes left in this game. So Anderson fires a huge three. I don't know how she pulls up for that one. Penguins had to force that one. 66 now for the Warriors. And Flatten, I don't know what she's going to do about it. None of her teammates are moving around with screens right there. But Jackson comes up with it on the left side. Gets a screen from Flatten, and she'll move out to the left wing. She'll cross over into the right just inside the arc. She'll pop back for a second. Turn around with some great footwork right there. She's got some good moves. Getting the ball handled. And she has to pick it up, gets Flatten in the lane, who goes up. Boy, what an athlete right there. And she doesn't get the ball to fall, but she's down on the floor and wincing a little bit. But she'll be back up for defense as Westmont tries to go quickly in transition. And Chesham gets it to Hedgeland, who misses very close range. Clermenko on the defense right there. Timeout for the Penguins is called. DJE on the production side. Not a whole lot of timeouts, but a very long stretch right there. So the Penguins have to talk a couple things over. And cheerleaders come out onto the floor. 4:29 left on the clock. Boy, it'll be a lot of work for the Penguins right here. But I don't know what to do here. DJE, have you seen games like these?
I have seen games like these. I've watched a lot of professional basketball, and I've seen games where the defense is just not there, and the offense is just not there either. And I don't know what's wrong. I've never seen the Lady Penguins play, but I'm sure they're more consistent than this usually. At least I hope they're more consistent than this.
And, you know, you bring up a point about how experience is going to be a big part of this, and how this is our first look at the women's team. And I got to remind you, this is the first year head coach Brianna Chambers. She hasn't worked with these girls for 10 years. You know, she's just barely getting to know her girls right now. And I got to tell you, the Penguins do not have a senior starter as it stands.
I noticed
so
that.
So, you gotta look. Oh, check that. My apologies to Jennifer Jackson, who is a senior for the Penguins.
No, no, she is.
And
they've
so
got one senior.
So the Penguins with plenty of new players, however. And so it is a great opportunity for them to learn here in this tournament, which is not a conference game. And so action now in, as the whistle already has stopped play. As the Penguins trying to get the ball inside to Shelly Klimenko. It'll be a foul on 24. That's Alicia Hedgeland. And Klimenko will be at the line. She wears number 15, has tape around her middle finger on her right arm. And that will be her shooting arm, too. We'll see if that helps her put the ball in. She has a form that puts the ball right up around her head, and she just pops that in with a great arc, but doesn't get this one to fall. And so I've seen her with great form earlier in the evening. We'll see if the Penguins will get a chance to see more of that later on. Evan Coe now dumps it off to Anderson, who fires a big two-pointer from just inside the right side of the arc. And the Penguins, boy, if they can't stop Westmont from shooting Barry on fire, then the Penguins are going to have a tough time coming back here late in the game. 3:47, and there's a whistle on the Penguins' offensive end of the court. So
Foul on Westmont.
That'll be Evan Coe. She wears the 3-3, and it is Simone Schellmeyer at the line. She bounces the ball many times and got a great arc. Got the ball to squish into that just off the heel of the hoop. Penguins make it up to 39 points here. Once again, 3:47 left in the women's game here at the Conlin Rec Center.
Beautiful.
Schellmeyer gets the second one to drop. 40 points now for the Penguins as they are in for some defense here. Reynolds looking around. Evan Coe stops. Shoots a three. I don't know how Westmont's going to try and play that one. Boy, Evan Coe just didn't think much other than to shoot, and she scored the three. Boy, it was a very pretty three, too.
I didn't think it was going to go in. It was a weird angle.
So Krumick was tied up there in the left wing, and she had to pass the ball away, but off of Westmont, it'll be Penguin ball. Jennifer Jackson to inbound it. So she barely gets the ball into Sasha Krumick at the top of the arc. She'll drive to her right, get the ball up, the ball to bounce in. Awesome play right there. Some of the Westmont Warriors calling for travel, but Sasha had some air right there. And so whistle's called, timeout for Westmont. A full timeout that'll bring out both coaches as Westmont wants to talk something over. But it's still 71-42 in favor of the Warriors. So I don't know exactly what they would have in mind. 3:06 left on the clock.
I wouldn't know what the Warriors would have to converse about. They're doing really well. After all those strange consistencies in the beginning.
I don't know what it would be. Maybe the Penguins are just now starting to feel good in their shoes here in the Common Rec Center. As they do practice here weekly, daily, I don't know, by the hour. These ladies are hard at work. And I know they are doing their best to show it right here because they've got sweat off their brows trying to find a footing in this game. And so Penguins trying to find any kind of way to make it respectable, as Stuart Horn mentioned much, much earlier in the broadcast. And so all five ladies, Krumick, Schellmeyer, Kwan, Klimenko, and Jackson for the Penguins. On the Warriors side, it'll be Evan Coe Crawford. Check that. Number 23, Amber Crombie, as well as Chesham. So Chesham on the right wing picks up her dribble, goes inside to Crawford, who bangs into Klimenko, pops around, tosses up an air ball. Sasha Cooley comes down with it. She'll dump it off to Jackson on the right side. Jackson jumps into Chesham. And a whistle's called. 1:12, and it'll be 1-2, and that is Lindsay Chesham, who fouls Jennifer Jackson, who will go to the line right here. 10 personal fouls on Westmont in the second half here. Jackson with a wonderful swish of the basket right there. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I know it's a little late, but in time for the men's game, DUC Radio is on AOL Instant Messenger. Under DUC Radio, you send us an instant message. Once again, no spaces in that title. And ladies and gentlemen, you can let us know what you think of the broadcast thus far. Once again, DUC Radio, no spaces on the screen name. So Westmont brings it back around. They find Crawford inside, who gets it off just the bottom of the hoop. And it'll be Shelly Klimenko that comes up with it. Krumick with a great move gets Reynolds to go to her knees right there. And Krumick not able to drive all the way to the basket, but she will be looking for the ball again as Penguins get the ball out of bounds. And Krumick had a great opportunity. Penguins hasn't had a whole lot of transition opportunities, and Krumick is stripped as she goes into the lane, and Evanko comes up with it. She goes up the right side, blocked by Simone Schellmeyer. That's some great transition defense. I've got to hand that to the Penguins on that one. They've had great transition defense all night.
Thankfully.
And so it'll be Westmont on the inbounds. Crawford with it up about 10, 12 feet out. And Jackson comes up with the missed ball. She'll lob it up to Klimenko. He dribbles back, has a move, and her fadeaway is just short. Penguins trying to put on some full pressure right there. Reynolds now with a big Hail Mary pass, Jackson with some defense. Penguins go on the floor for the ball, and it'll be Amber Crombie now from the outside. Jackson now getting the rebound. Quam helping as well. And the Penguins scrapping it up for a good chance to get onto offense here. Krumick faking a screen. Jackson will move left. Pops just inside the arc, and the ball is just short. Whistle blows. And so, 71-44. Warriors on top. And the Warriors are moving it up with Lindsay Chesham. As Reynolds now at the top of the arc. Jackson trying every bit she can to get her hands on the ball on defense. Boy, she is flying. And another whistle. Boy, a lot of stops here now with both teams in the foul range. And so the Penguins will walk all the way over to the other half of the court. And it will be Karina Kwong at the line. So we'll see what the Penguins can do from here. Penguin cheerleaders once again cheering for their fellow ladies. Quam on her tiptoes. Gets one, this one to pop off the back of the rim. And so the Penguins need those buckets when they're given to them. And I don't know if it'll come later in the year, but a couple Westmont ladies jumping in early on that one, but no call. And Westmont pushes it up again, and they'll pop, stop, and bring it back out. Pass it around, and wonderful swing right there. Gets it back to Evanko. Has a beautiful jump. Beautiful flat-footed shot from about 15 feet out. So Jackson now crossing over, tries to get the ball into lane. She forces it too much. Reynolds now with a two-on-one here. Jackson comes out of nowhere, and Westmont gets no one on the ball. Schellmeyer in one-on-one situation down at the corner, and Reynolds able to get a hand on it. And so the Penguins and a couple transition bouts right there nearly get the upper hand. And so it'll be ball Penguins on their offensive side of the court. 39 seconds left in the game here. Krumick looks for a three. Gives it off to Klimenko, who goes off the heel. Jackson trying to get the rebound on that one. Full court press right there. Krumick and Jackson in on the defense. It'll be a foul called, and we'll walk over to the other half of the court to put the Warriors on the line. And so, very tough second half to watch here. 29.3 seconds on the clock. Nothing tight about this one, as the game just before this, Holy Names and Northwest Christian College took it into overtime. That was exciting to watch. But the Penguins see if they can get some last-minute work done. They will have the final possession here. Shot clock is off. Jennifer Jackson taking it down the right side. Gets Chesson to trip on her teammate. And her shot goes out. And Claire Mack, check that. Shellmeyer able to put it straight back in. Penguins with 47. Chesson now up the right side. Brings it to Reynolds. And then Amber Comby will be the final Warrior holding on to the ball. And the Penguins give up this game to Westmont Warriors, as they know they have plenty of work in the season, plenty of chances to do better. And so, tournament style, as the Penguins have 20 minutes before the men come on to the floor. Karina Kwam, great game of work right there. Jennifer Jackson, gotta love her play. And Simone Schellmeyer getting some great minutes and points in. Slatten with lots of hard work. Boy, I don't know if she was roughed up towards the end of the second half there. We need her later on this season. Slatten's amazing. And so handshakes coming from the coaches, Kristen Pearson McKnight and Brianna Chambers. So ladies getting a fairly warm applause, even from DJE. And so Westmont going to go back into the locker room. They will be playing up later. And so, with the women done, women's first, ladies first, as we have 8:16 here at the clock on the radio. And the men will be gearing up here. Once again, the final score for the women's. Already off the score. We don't need to talk about that. And so, the men Warriors coming onto the court, and we will be going to a short break in just a bit here, giving you more indie and unsigned artists. So, DJE, some words on the women's game. Anything to mention?
Well, I don't watch a lot of women's basketball, so I'm not as familiar. I'm not familiar with a lot of college ball, but the same goes for everybody who plays basketball. You got to defend. You got to grab the ball like it's your last shot of the whole night. You got to get the rebound. You have to get fouls called. You have to. There's no other way to stack those points up. The Lady Warriors were doing that. They were getting the fouls called. They were rebounding, and they were sharp on defense and very, very quick on offense. And it was pretty stunning to see. And the Penguins need to learn from this game.
All right, so the men, the Penguin men, come onto the court just opposite of the Westmont Warriors, and they'll be warming up for the next 17 and a half minutes, and it looks like radio crew will be taking a quick break. We'll see if we get DJE back on here, as well as J-Wo. Storhorn still in the house. And we'll have more radio.dominican.edu. Some more Indian unsigned artists coming up in just a minute, as we will try to get you exactly what you came here to listen for. Ladies and gentlemen, this is radio.dominican.edu. We've just finished up women's basketball, and we'll continue with men's basketball in about 15 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, 8:30, your projected time to start. And we'll get you more of that Indian unsigned artist in just a moment. Radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back.
Time, but you can't.